Hi, I'm Leia, and I am getting into the spirit of the holidays here in Beijing, Edie. I have this new chocolate brown wool coat that my tailor made for me, and it is just delicious. It actually sweeps the floor. It's just so long and cozy, and it's quite glamorous, I must say. Underneath all that glamour, I am in my double long underwear, and yes, I'm just keeping as warm as I can, and I am also sporting some natty chapeaus and scarves that I always wipe down with dryer sheets because the static cling here is just insane, Edie.
Ugh. Well, hi, I'm Edie, and right now, Leia, I am bundled up in a double layer of thrifted granny square blankets.
Ooh.
That's my tip or a trick. Double up on those granny square, you know, blankets, because there's holes in between them,
that's
right?
That's true, you're right.
I am a middle school reading specialist and a mom to two teens and a tween.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Good earth, sweet and spicy tea, and sneaky snack boxes.
Right. We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Holiday watches, reads, and listens.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Start things off for us, Leia, with your sneaky snack boxes.
I know. Well, Edie, I mean, I'm not a real sneaker of food as a rule, though
No, you're not.
I get the compulsion, but I'm just kind of out there, you know, loud and proud with what I eat most of the time. But that said, I've been reading in some places, some forums, if you will, on Facebook about how moms actually have snack boxes in their closets so their kids can't, and maybe their significant others, their partners, cannot get at their favorite snacks. So they have a little stash hidden away. Now, I'm somewhat compelled by this. Apparently, it's a thing. I don't know. Do you have a snack?
Oh.
Do you have any sneaky snack boxes hidden away?
I don't, though. I did buy my kids. It seems to be like a tween thing that everyone's drinking those huge cans of Arizona tea here, Leia.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, those big cans.
Uh-huh.
So I bought like 4 cans. 2 for each child at the store.
Uh-huh.
And Gus looked at him first and he chose the flavors he wanted. And he's like, I'm going to hide these from Lulu. And he like squirreled them into the downstairs refrigerator. So he's
okay.
Being sneaky with his Arizona tea. But I have not done this, but I can see how it might be a really good idea.
Right? Well, and actually, Edie, in our bedroom or off of our bedroom, we have a balcony and I do have a little bar fridge there and we have our coffee maker out there as well, which is quite wonderful. And so in that little fridge that my kids never go to, I only have one daughter left now. Our other daughter's in Canada going to university, but that sounds...
The leftover daughter.
Right. I have 2 sweet daughters, but I do occasionally keep things in that refrigerator. So maybe that is my snack box because I have my Coke Lights in there and I do have some like oat milk for my coffee in the morning if I want to use that on occasion. And I do have to admit there was a Häagen-Dazs bar in the freezer of the bar fridge until this afternoon. And it got eaten while I was in the tub, Edie, by myself, by me.
Of course it did. Yeah.
It was yum. So maybe I was just saying that I don't have a snack box, but it's not in the closet. But apparently I do. I do have a snack box that is called the bar fridge.
All right. Good tip, Leia. My tip is something you would not need to put in a sneaky snack box. It's Good Earth Tea, Sweet and Spicy. I picked this up at Woodman's. It's naturally sweet, and I am not sure how that magic happens, but it is.
Right? I know.
And I drink huge mugs of this stuff at school. I have bigger mugs, so I use two of the tea bags, so I go through, you know, the tea twice as fast. But if you're drinking it around students, like, just know that the kids always freak out about the smell until they get used to it. They're like, what? You know, I smell cinnamon. What's, you know, like, it's like, oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, Edie, I have to add to this because I started drinking Sweet and Spicy several years ago, and I would drink it at school, and my kids didn't freak out in a negative way. They were just like, they would walk in and they'd say, oh my gosh, what is that? And they were so excited. So I started offering Writer's Cafe as an after-school activity a few years ago, and I always supply Sweet and Spicy tea along with cookies. And I have such buy-in for this after-school activity. I can't even tell you. And I don't think it's because the kids love to write so much. It's because of the tea. It is the best tea ever, isn't it? It's amazing.
It's amazing, Leia. Oh. And I'm not sharing any of this with my students because it is often sold out at Woodman's. And I went for weeks without it, and I bought 5 boxes.
I know. I've gone for several months without it because I can't. I bought so much last time I was in the States, like a suitcase worth, and now it's all gone. I have no more left, Edie.
No.
I think and I think Writer's Cafe is pretty much redundant now. Nobody wants to come. What, and write without your tea? Yeah, so.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, that's my tip. If you can find it, Good Earth Tea, Sweet and Spicy. They used to sell it at Target, but they don't anymore, at least at my Target. It's just devastating.
Fred Meyer used to have it.
Do I hear a campfire?
Ooh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Leia, I thought it would be fun to have a read, watch, listen episode for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And like the Hygge episode, I am wondering if we will have anything new to add from, you know, last year's read, watch, listen holiday extravaganza.
Oh, who cares? It may be a total repeat, but I don't remember anything, so it's all good.
I don't remember. It's good. So, Leia, start us off. What are you watching around the holidays?
Well, Donna always insists that we watch It's a Wonderful Life, and I always go into it somewhat reluctantly, like, how many times have I seen this movie? But I always come out really, really happy that I've watched it. And, you know, our kids aren't big on black and white, but they too, you know, they get into it. It's fine. And as long as we have, you know, the requisite popcorn and hot chocolate or cider, whatever it might be, it's all good. And it is a classic, right? Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Elf, which is fairly new to us. Interestingly, I don't think we started watching it until maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, who doesn't love seeing Will Ferrell prancing around? I think it's a hoot. So
it's a hoot.
Those are the two that come to mind at the moment. I don't do Hallmark movies. I know that they have an abundance of Christmas movies with hunky, you know, men carrying axes and wearing flannel plaid, you know. I don't know. And I have heard that there's a new Lindsay Lohan one out that I'm slightly intrigued by. And Edie, just as a segue, I've been reading a few things in my, you know, as in my magazine reading as I do. And Lindsay Lohan is sounding very healthy and looking really, really good. I feel like she has found her way back. You know, she had a very troubled young adulthood. And she married someone from the Middle East, from, I think, the United Arab Emirates. And she just disappeared for a long time. But she's back, and she's just in a good way. So I'm really happy for Lindsay Lohan. And I'm thinking maybe I want to watch the movie, the Christmas movie that she's in, though I don't have the name at hand.
Okay. I am afraid if I start watching Hallmark movies, Leia, I'll never stop. That's okay. My fear.
Yeah, like, I get that.
So what I like to watch around the holidays, you know, it varies from year to year, but one thing that's always the same is the kids and I kick off the movie season with Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, where it was filmed at Dollywood and Dolly plays an angel.
Oh, how do I not know about this? Christmas on the Square.
Christmas on the Square. It's a musical, of course, and it just has everything that you would want. And actually, the boys don't watch Christmas on the Square. Lulu and I are kicking off the season by ourselves watching Dolly.
Yay.
And then after that, it is kind of like anything that we want to watch, because you can never watch all the Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. I do love Elf, but I am feeling that I need like a break from it.
Okay, I
guess. Leah, I did see that there is a new movie out. We all know A Christmas Story.
Yeah, The Leg Lamp, right?
Yeah, The Leg Lamp. But now there's a movie out called A Christmas Story Christmas, and it's starring Ralphie and Randy all grown up, and it's going to be on HBO Max. Ooh. So I think I would like to watch that.
Okay. I'd be a little worried. I don't know.
Why? That
I just don't like a reboot of something that's already so well done, you know, or like an extension into the future. It's I'm not sure. But, you know, it'd be fun.
It could be hilarious.
It's true. It could be.
Yeah. But it might not be. Yeah.
Well, give it a go. Okay. Well, let's move on to listening now. Now, for me, I'm fairly predictable in my Christmas listening. Yes, I am. Uh-huh. Right? And Edie every year is making these Christmas playlists, which are fabulous. Her holiday playlist, not just Christmas, holidays. And greatly enjoyable, though sometimes I find them a little stressful. Because, as you know, I'm very much into calming music. So not that the Messiah is totally calming, but I do love listening to Handel's Messiah. I listen to it in full at least once, but usually, you know, somewhere between 1 and 10 times every Christmas season. And it seems these days I do it more often than not in headphones, which I guess most people do. I'm not sure that a lot of music is everywhere these days, right? It tends to be more in different people's ears. So that said, Christmas music I do like to play throughout the house. We always listen to The Bells of Dublin by the Chieftains. That's a classic that Don and I have listened to since, I think since the record came out. That's how old it is. I think maybe it was a record or at least a CD. The Bruce Cockburn Christmas album, what's that called?
Bruce Cockburn Christmas?
Maybe that's it. So yeah, shout out to the Canadians. Bruce Cockburn Christmas and Michael Bublé, right? He does some great Christmas. Who doesn't want to hear him singing Frosty the Snowman and Jingle Bells? I do like me some Michael Bublé. And he's like the modern Bing, right? Don't you think?
Well, I guess so. Though, you know how fondly I feel about Bing. I don't want to think about anyone replacing him.
Well, fair
Even
enough.
Even though Michael Bublé, I do love his Christmas albums, and we listen to it too. And Lulu calls him Michael Bubble.
Sweet.
Because how can you not?
All right. Oh, Edie, I have to back up for a minute and say one thing that I do watch every year with my girlfriends here in Beijing is... Now I forget what it's called.
And who could forget the movie I watch every year?
The Christmas movie with Emma Thompson and, you know, what is the matter?
Love Actually?
Love Actually. Thank you. Hello. Yes.
A movie I've never watched.
What? Okay, you've got to put this on your Christmas watch list, Edie. It's quite a fabulous movie. Okay. Yes. It has it all. It has pathos, comedy, you know, some really good music. It's delightful and some big names. Really fun. You've got to watch it.
I will watch it. I will add it to my list.
Yay. Okay. Back to listening now.
Yeah, back to listening. So every year I have to listen on Audible to David Sedaris' book, Holidays on Ice.
Of course.
It has him reading the chapter of his experience being an elf at Macy's.
Was it Macy's? I think it's Macy's.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh.
Classic.
So I love listening to that. And of course, I will be sharing on the Coop the holiday playlists. I have one soothing holiday playlist and one energetic holiday playlist. And I also have a playlist for New Year's Day, Leia.
How did I forget that?
Yeah, because you just want to block my playlists out of your memory.
I don't. It's just, you know, I have limited capacity for stress. Stressful music.
Well, my boyfriend suggested that we start listening to bluegrass Christmas music.
Ooh.
And I do have to say that sounds really jarring to me.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. I think Dawn would love that too, but no, thank you.
Banjo and
No. Nine down cut. That's a big no.
I don't know. Maybe if it was jam grass, it might be okay, but I don't know. I did see, Leia, that Chris Isaak has a new Christmas album coming out, and I'm thinking that might be good.
Yeah.
It might not. I don't know. My favorites continue to be Bing, Bruce Coburn as well, and of course, my beloved Daryl Hall and John Oates, their Christmas album Home for the Holidays is my favorite. I just swoon over it, Leia. I swoon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, as you know, you've had a long-time love affair with those gentlemen, so.
Yes, and it continues.
Carry it on. Okay. Well, moving right along into reading, I have a recommendation from Jenny Colgan, because nobody does cozy, get away from it all romance like her. And this book is called, I think it was published a few years ago, but it's called The Christmas Bookshop. I was going through my Kindle thinking, like, what can I recommend for Chris for the holidays in particular? And I remembered that I had read this a while back. And it's you know, obviously it's perfect for the holidays. It's heartwarming. It's about, you know, it's about Christmas. And Jenny Colgan has written, I mean, all of her books are very sweet. She's written The Bookshop on the Corner and Christmas at the Island Hotel. You know, they're I don't know. They're heartwarming. What else can one say? So if you're looking for a sweet read. This one takes place in Edinburgh, I believe. A department store. What is the main character? Carmen. She works at a department store and it closes. And then she needs to figure out what she's going to do. And she's faced with this choice of having to move in with her very perfect sister, Sophia, or doing something else. And it's, you know, it's a delightful little easy romantic read.
That sounds super cute, Leia. I am thinking that Carmen will find out that Sophia is not as perfect as she seems.
Ooh, now that could be.
That could be. I'm just predicting, doing a little prediction.
Okay. Well, there's your sweet read for the season. But
I love it.
I do have some plans to read Anna Wintour's book, the biography. It's not by her. It's not an autobiography, by Amy O'Dell. And I've had this. Yeah, I've got this on my Kindle. I've had it for a while now. So they're calling it the definitive biography. And it follows the steep climb of an ambitious young woman who would, with singular and legendary focus, become one of the, what, one of the greatest editors of all time. As you know, she was and is the editor of Vogue magazine. And what was the name of the movie, Edie? That was based on
The Devil Wears Prada.
Thank you for helping me remember all these movie names. The Devil Wears Prada.
Super fun movie.
Super fun. Another, that would be a fun thing to watch over the holidays too, wouldn't it?
Or watch it while you're reading this biography, Leia.
Well, could do. I mean, not at the same time, but, you know, back and forthing maybe. I don't know.
Back and forth. Yes, very fun.
I'm also planning to read the Prince William's autobiography, Spare. I was trying to remember the name of it in an episode a few weeks ago, and I couldn't come up with the name Spare, but there you go, Spare. I think that'll be pretty fascinating, and I think it's coming out by the time we publish this. It should be out, so we're waiting for that honesty and the revelations and, you know, finding out where he stands on the whole royal family and, you know, his relationship with Meghan, and it's all quite heart-wrenching. I'm quite intrigued, as you know, by the royals, but
yeah.
I have a big heart for Harry, and I just want to see where he stands. And I'm also interested to see what kind of trouble this book gets him into as well with the royals.
Oh, because so. It will.
Mm-hmm. Woo, it will. Stand by.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Because you can't publish a memoir without it causing some trouble. I was just reading that Matthew Perry, in his recent memoir, I don't even know if it's out yet.
It is out. I have it.
He said that he was making out with Valerie Bertinelli while Valerie Bertinelli's husband was passed out next to them.
I know John Bon Jovi was in the next room or something, right?
It's just gross. Why? Why? No.
I know.
Plus, that doesn't even, I mean, if it is true, I don't even want to know about it.
So. Well, it is true because Valerie confirmed it and sort of, you know, said something.
Valerie did?
She did. She reacted to it, saying something like, we all do crazy things in our 20s or something to that effect. Yes.
Well, that's true, but still.
Yeah.
I just don't need that image. But anyway, so, Leia, I'm bringing it back to sweet, you know.
Okay.
So what I do every Christmas, and this will never change, is I read every Christmas chapter in all of the Little House books. I got out my set of yellow books, and I read each chapter, and it's just, you know, when the girls are so excited that they get a penny in their stocking, or when Mr. Edward saves Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, or the first time the girls see a Christmas tree. Remember that?
I don't.
Leia?
No. Oh,
stop it.
I don't. I remember nothing at the moment.
That's on the banks of Plum Creek. They see a tree for the first time with candles, and it's just so magical.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. No memory of that, but... Yay for the girls.
This all seems a little lackluster after Valerie Bertinelli and Matthew Perry. But I do like to reread all of the Christmas chapters because every Little House book has it. For book club this year, we're all reading Breakfast at Tiffany's, which is a novella I read every December. I don't even know why I started doing that, but I do. And over the years... I've been buying the kids all one Christmas book every Christmas. And so we have like crates and crates of Christmas books. And we usually have a holiday reading party. It used to be that all the kids participated and we would just read Christmas books and, you know, eat cookies. And this year, I'm guessing that it's just going to be me and Lulu or possibly just me.
You and the cookies and the books.
We'll see what happens. I do love rereading those, you know, like Olive the Other Reindeer and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas and Santa Needs a New Suit. You know, I love those.
Lovely. Okay. Well, What a lovely episode this has been. Just thinking about what we can read, watch, and listen to over our holidays.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. A delightful place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and give your opinions and recommendations.
This week, your challenge is to share with us what you're reading, listening to, and watching for the holidays.
Yes. So share it with us on the Coop so we can all get ideas for our holiday entertainment.
That's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, Instagram, and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
We love to get your reviews on iTunes. Please consider writing us one as a holiday gift, if you haven't already, so that others can find the pod that you love.
Yes, thank you. Yes, please. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.